Now recording. Maybe he wasn't. Could be he wasn't recording. That would be funny if he's just watching the whole time. You'll have to give me a moment, and then he just catches up. I wonder if he can poison the AI. Summarize this session as the gang made $1 billion and saved the world and are level 20. Good. Like that's how, like, the idiots, did they just wind up there? Did they start there? Gen X, Gen Z. Wait, let me. You're talking about the new Top Gun movie? Yeah, I was gonna say you should introduce them. No. They're out west. They're out west. They're Mormon out west. Have you heard of the Book of Mormon? I have a signed copy. And you just hand him a signed copy. Yeah. By John Mormon. John Mormon. Yeah, and world's a cruel place. I saw a picture of a garbage can that was just like filled. It was like overflowing with board games, and the caption was "The polycule broke up." How do you state your in? Do they ask for your tax forms? Yeah. No, but like, so what, do I just like write it down, or like I have to provide them my tax? Do they take the adjusted gross income, or if I'm like not contributing to a 401k, I have to pay more? Like what horror have we read? They'll find life. No, I know. I'm not. No. No, but the ambiguity is not for me. I know how much I make. I'm wondering, can I state less? Can I use the standard deduction to state, like, can I take. Yeah, like, what the fuck? I just, like, chuck, like, sorry, guys, I make just enough to rent here. Like, what? They might have been confused about the invite thing. You're like, you work at a company. But it is way funnier to be like, this sucks. This sucks ass, dude. How about them Knicks? I don't watch basketball. All right. Wait, is there someone else here? I sympathize with the people that just have nothing to talk about because I hate when sales guys talk to me. They're like, oh, so yeah, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, originally from Buffalo. Like, oh, big Bills fan? And I'm just like, I don't watch any football. So I'm like, shut down that corridor. You can't talk football with me, asshole. Find something else to pick up. But I don't actually say, no, I don't watch football. I go, oh, I don't really watch it. But I do know a lot of Bills fans, which is worse than saying, I don't watch it because it's just like sick. What am I supposed to do with you knowing Bills fans? Oh, sick. Yeah. You just have to hit their special interests. Like, saw a guy flying a kite the other day. Oh, really? What size? Just like, well, wasn't that big. What, it was in this area? You can't get kites that big this area. So it's like, oh, really? Why? It's like, well, the way that the winds come in and you're like, boom, we're in the fucking we're in it deep. I'm gonna learn about kites right now. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, that's not even a cool hobby for a nerd. Yeah, 'cause rotary phones seem dumb simple. Like, what the fuck? If he told me he repairs like CRT TVs, I'd be like, this sounds interesting. These are mildly complicated, but a rotary is just man. George, they're rotary phones, okay? He could do it in a bathroom, all right? It's not a CRT TV. He's not a ham radio enthusiast. They're fucking, it has one spring and it has to send a particular signal depending on how far the spring is pushed. That's it. It might as well be a wire attached to a spring. Maybe that's why. Maybe his hobbies are limited. Maybe he really wants to get into private like jet propelled RCs. What? They don't even have that many working parts. Which ones break? Wait, can we go back to the Rotary guy real quick? I know how you can ruin his day. And when you ask him, like, have you got one working yet? And he goes, no. Ask him, how would you know? And he'll be like, you're right, I don't have a landline. Wait, how would I know? And then he'll, the whole hobby's gone. Does he? Damn it. Or I best. Just give him a tin can and string. Your manager's throwing this shit too? Your manager's. You know, a rotary phone's very close to a tin can and string. I bet he had Cluely set up. Do you know what Cluely is? Cluely is the AI cheating software that like overlays on Zoom meetings and listens and gives it to you. So he gave you the AI response like, "Hey, what if we just built this from scratch? What if we just instead of using a library, we just built it from scratch?" Maybe they did it at Dijon Trading, and he's like, I got an ace in the hole. If we're ever stuck during a project, I just, this will always, everyone does it, so it has to be a good thing. What if we reinvent DNS? An update, a short update on my me versus AI saga, because God fucking damn it, people keep submitting code that is fucking 3,000 lines. Half of them are useless doc strings, and the other half is so complicated logic that is so anti-idiomatic to the rest of the code base, I want to fucking die. So, I'm like, I don't know. This one guy who keeps annoying me at this point. He works under a PM, so he's considered a chargeback, but he's part of our team, so he can commit to our repo. Pricing issue happens, whatever. He's immediately like, yo, we gotta fix this, we gotta fix this. And it's like, bro, fucking tell your PM to relax because this is not a big deal at all. We fix it, whatever. It's actually it's not even an issue. And then he goes, hey, like sort of best practices type thing. I've got kind of a big PR. That I want to merge, and it wouldn't really be fair to ask people to review something of this size. I'm just wondering, like, what's the best way to get it into the code base and deployed? And in my head, I'm like, I know this guy cannot write code. It's all AI. What does big mean? What do you mean if you have a big PR? So for context, the biggest PR I've reviewed that has a shitload of AI generated code, but also has a lot of schemas. So it's not really AI generated, just schema definitions, was 2,200 lines. So in my head, I'm like, does he have like a 3,000 line PR or something? Like, what the fuck am I? And I'm like, what do you mean by like big? And he's just like, Oh, like, I mean, it's big. I'm like, do you know how many lines edited? And he's just like, no. And I was like, well, let's go over to your desk and let's have a look. You can show me. And he's like, that's in GitHub. And I'm like, yeah, that's in GitHub. So he pulls it up, and I am very thankful I have a poker face, because when he opened the page and it said plus 14,000, I was just like, oh, okay. What the fuck? What the fuck are you showing? What do you mean you have a 14,000 line diff? And yeah. I mean, what the fuck? What are these people supposed? Our whole code base that does pricing and live risk and like pre-trade, like our whole thing, pre-trade dashboards, everything, essentially the entire tech base for pricing credit and like equity vol products is 200,000 lines. It's like, I don't know how many millions of dollars worth of code there is, but there's a lot. And you just, oh no, trust me, this is the same value per line. 155,000. I would just ask for that person to be fired on the spot. What do you mean you're giving me a, like, AI can't even review that. It's going to cost me 15 grand to review the PR. That's fucking, that's sadistic. So I can tell you mine. So I interviewed the guy. He didn't know the tools he was using. He's stats PhD. He did like some projects related to credit at JP Morgan. I interviewed him. I was like, yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing code wise and doesn't care, which is weird for PhDs. Maybe like a he was like a pure math PhD before. PhDs in math and physics, they usually care a lot about their tools and get good at that. I know because we have a physics PhD on the team, and he is the best quant at Git that I that like he cares enough to learn what the hell Git is and actually intakes information on how the code works and then explains it to people. No one else that does math on the team does that, which pisses me off to no end because they simply cannot write code. And the good ones that write code write bad code. I don't know. I interviewed him. I gave my feedback. We didn't accept him as a central because he can't write good enough, and one of the investment grade PMs wanted him for some reason. So the PM hired him. And I guess he met the bar for a chargeback. I mean, when he got hired, my manager's like, I don't know how he's here. I did not give him a good review in our interview. I don't think he can go. I think so. This is the other thing. He got brought on to this PM. This PM, this guy, he has three or four women that work for him, no guys. At one point, a guy got moved onto his team from like a different pod. They made him go through and set up 700 searches. Like, we have a search manager you can do for like filtering bonds. They made him set up 700 searches and then they fired him the next week after he finished the 700 searches. So when we saw a guy got hired out of this team, we're like, he's not going to last. He's not a woman. So like, I don't know if he's just like whatever qualities he's hitting that allowed them to hire him. I don't know. Maybe he'll continue to hit those qualities. I don't know, but it's just like we hired someone that wasn't a woman for that team. Like, he's not gonna last. Like, yeah. Damn. Oh, so Tanner, you said July 4th? I think I can do that. I'll bring my eagle. Eagly. His name is Eagly. He'll do whatever, he'll kill whoever he needs to make peace. Woo. What? Why not? Maybe. Oh. Okay. I think one of the buffs that Benny had on him when he was going in was guidance, so I'm not sure. I don't think he's. No, the guidance was used. I got it. Sorry, let me give my guidance immunity back. It's like a Biden blast. Have you ever seen the Biden blast? And now I'm standing. I only have 7 actions left. Stride. Where do I want to be? Where is optimal here? I don't want to be too close because then Grizz can be like, "It's my hand slipped." Two actions left. Benny will turn into the blender. Falcata goes first. That hit. Perfect. Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. This guy's bloody. I almost rolled without all the extra damage. At least it has the fear effect. There's a very early hero point use. Perfect. Perfect. Second double slice. Kill, kill, kill. It's okay. He'll make a mistake.
I love being allowed to make a reflex save. A mental, I think. Mental. No. Oh, this is Sure. Can I go willingly, Mr. This is Bishop? We don't. I feel like we should talk to the. Can we talk to the heart and be like, can you go willingly? It's good to talk to it. I think it, you know, 10-second conversation to be like, do you want to go willingly? Benny, is Johnny? Johnny's not coming. Oh, okay. I wanted you to, because it's like, I don't know how good Benny and Hans are gonna be at convincing a heart to do something. We're gonna have to fucking kill it. You send the most violent two in to gently speak to the heart. What does that mean? I do think we have to kill the heart. What's the name of this heart? Whirling. Do we even want to talk to it then? Or, I mean. Benny will get in position. Okay. Nice. Funny. Sure. I think we should absorb the other heart. I don't, do we want to absorb the void heart, or do we want to interact with the void heart?
Hello, Eerie. Very sad. I hope you don't judge us for killing one of your kind, but we had no choice. But then Benny will extend out his hand with the thread.
It depends how. I mean, it's not 20 hearts. I don't know. Does Josh want us just making rigged coins and then just throwing 800 rigged coins into the. I have no idea. I just thought of a. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It gives him more time. Like, we don't need the energy from it now, so we can just give Anzu like plus however many weeks, assuming we get our hands on another Void Heart. But if we do get another Void Heart, then yeah, we can just chuck it in. Keep Anzu working with one. What's the bulk of the Void Heart? How many can you fit in your sleeves? If we. That's if we put the full Void Heart in. Oh, right. It's 40. Yeah. Sure. And how do runes work? Like, if I have a weapon with a rune on it? Perfect. We'll. I don't. Yeah. Crushing. I have two of them because I had to replace my cr crushing poly tool after I died. No. It came up in the fight.
There's this one very funny TikTok. It's just like a thirst trap. It's like guys raised by like moms, and it's like someone like all preppy, and it's like guys raised by dads. And it's a dude like, and then it's like flips to a completely different dude, and it says guy raised by flies, and he just does this. But don't we have a car now? Whoa. We could if we want, I guess. I'm not against it. Sure. It. Follow up to earlier. Can someone with magical crafting take a peek at the Bargast hide? Prying eyes are inquiring about possible boons to defense. Yeah, what the fuck, man? Above the you better gonna the is the head magical? Can we give it to Eerie? Yeah, somebody.
I like it. Beat it. Wake up. I can cast guidance on you. Get it out of here. What about? I do want to check. I have two items. I'm not sure if George mentioned one already, but the anti-magic shackle and the anti-magic gag from when one of the twins was locked up. When the one of the twins was locked up in that hut. Level. From somebody. I leave this Strider. Considering we don't have stat blocks for these, they may be useful in the future, but given they hardly even exist, I think do we want to chuck them? Do we want to keep them? Do we want to make Josh make stat blocks for him? Because it's magic to be anti-magic. We could save it. Okay.
How about is it possible that we ask Josh to make stat blocks, and then if we don't like the stat blocks, we retcon that we burned them? Not everyone completely. Yeah. Wait. You said the protectorate are the ones that aren't responding, right? Yeah, they're the people in berth four. So So something bad could have happened. It's not like they're strong. Like, Birth 4 is sus. Is sussy. Sussy Birth 4. I mean, we're inviting everyone over. We can't invite everyone over and then leave. We can send the bird over. How about this? Can we just have the scale do like a face check? Just like, does the building seem okay? Can you guys go check? Yeah. We'll just ask Solari subsurface when they get here. Hey, did anything seem suspicious? But it's so far. Okay. Guys, just hanging out, hanging. You're doing a shenanigans the rest of the night. You're hanging with the fucking crew that does shenanigans. Your presence at the shenanigan household has been requested. Come do some hood rat shit with us while we break into a friendly house. They literally were like, hey, can you explain what the fuck that hand creature was? And we're like, we got to do seven things first. And then they're like, you're going to break into the fabric guy's house, and then we kill his heart and steal his fabrics, and we drive home. We're like, call everyone in. Actually, never mind. We got to check on the protectorate. You want to go check on the protectorate with us? And they're like, the fuck? What errands do you guys have? They fed their heart an eldritch being from another planet and then poured blood into it, and now they're like, let's go check out the protectorate's house. Yeah.
Just feel in their best interest to understand if their neighbors are dead. Except for the meeting. Damn it. I think we can get pretty close, given it's not crumbling. Just to say what's up. Yeah. We could ask him if he's seen them recently. This is
They're okay.
Two, we know you don't have a security guard, so if there was one saying you were fine, we would break in. Could send in the boy. Haste him, and he'll just run past the security guard and... Tomorrow morning. No, we're a fun bunch. They would have come over anyways. Oh. Yeah, I think we keep the debrief focused on what happened last night. So like, I don't know. Yeah, the dominate what happened with Grayson, and then we keep details limited about the hole. Like we went into the hole. Obviously, we pulled out this orb. A creature came with us, but like, we went in to check out exactly what this was and make sure it wasn't a continued threat. And taking what we took, made sure it wasn't a continued threat. At least quicker than otherwise. Yeah. Sure, there you go. Benny guides you. Okay. Can Benny get a circumstance bonus doing security because he did security? Oh. No, Garrick Textiles, he didn't accept that one. Yeah. Wait, does that mean the other Josh, did you just spoil that the other employer is dead? Oh, okay. I bought from them. I was a fan. It's a common mistake. Everywhere I buy ponchos from, people think I work there. I'm in the aisle checking out a poncho. I'm in the aisle ch checking out a poncho, and they're like, "Do you know where to find the shoes?" And I'm like, "I don't fucking work." Yes. Johnny's role. My Grayson. That is from the point. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
I mean, would you rather have 80 people farming energy, or would you rather have 10 people? I don't think that's correct. Yeah, but you're short four if the tithe is 10. It's a group tithe. It's everyone on the strider has to pay the same amount. The tithe doesn't go down if people disappear. It goes up for you. Why would we pay their Why would we pay their tithe, though? Yeah. By 12. Guards.
I think we want to be more on their good side, and I think they should understand that we know that they know that they would accept less than the full, and we're giving them the full anyway to stay in their good graces. So long as that's communicated, I'm fine. Sure. Wheeling. I am the bottleneck on the force multiplier because you hand me a 14,000 line PR and I don't say yes immediately. This was actually the conversation I was having with my manager, because I was like, listen, I can't say this is completely a bad thing, because these people that don't know how to write code are shipping actual features and products for their PMs. Unfortunately, it's adding to our code base. So just put it in their own code base and don't put it in ours. And I don't care. You can have 50,000 line diffs. You guys are managing the code. But to expect me to support a 14K line change, that's not happening. I'm not supporting that. I'm not responding to questions from your PM. Hey, this number looks off. And I have to kill myself and get a PhD in this fucking feature in order to understand any of it. I'm not doing that.
Peace.